The fast-moving High Park Fire has quickly become the most destructive blaze in Colorado's history and one of the largest the West has ever seen this early in the season. The smoky skies over Fort Collins looked like a crowded freeway of choppers and planes when U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack stopped by the fire's incident command post this past weekend. He said the massive fires burning both here and in nearby New Mexico underscore why more focus needs to be on wildfire mitigation programs, like creating buffers between forests and homes and whole towns, especially in severe drought years like these.
So that over time we can reduce the risk of these large, intensive fires. For too many years, we didn't do that.
For more than a century, to be precise, the U.S. Forest Service that Vilsack today oversees viewed any fire, even natural ones, as a threat to future timber sales.
But let a little fire get started. Catch on, destroy, and your forest is nothing.
So the federal government invented Smokey the Bear and did all it could to suppress just about every fire.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
The chief problem we're seeing here in many of these forests in the Southwest now is that there's been an absence of fire.
Research forester Mark Finney works out of the Missoula Fire Lab in Montana, where federal scientists study wildfire behavior. Finney says today's forests are anything but natural. Take the High Park Fire, he says. It's burning through dense, aging stands of trees, and many of them are dead because of the mountain pine beetle. Had wildfires not been stamped out for so long in places like this, he says smaller, less intense blazes would have cleared out much of the brush and trees as they died.
This is really the issue that's hard for people to grasp, that the reason that our modern wildfires now are so severe and cause so much damage to watersheds, to developed infrastructure such as housing, is because of the lack of fire.
When Smokey the Bear first came on the scene, fewer people lived between St. Louis and San Francisco. But now places like the foothills of the Colorado Front Range are full of roads and power lines, homes and vacation cabins. A lot of federal money has gone to fuel treatment and tree thinning programs here since President Bush signed the Healthy Forests Restoration Act in 2003. Well, it's made some headway, but it's also brought an unintended consequence, says Professor Doug Rideout, who teaches forest economics at Colorado State University.
As we make this a more desirable place to live and to be, what happens is we see more and more development and more highly valued development.
And Rideout says that means more taxpayer money is spent to protect life and property when the flames are threatening. Efforts to change the law so that those who choose to live in these fire-prone forests shoulder more of the responsibility have generally gotten lukewarm responses in the libertarian-leaning West. But this may soon change, Rideout says.
I mean, I think we're going to find that it may be a little more expensive and costly to maintain that kind of infrastructure up in the forest.
How do we get out of this cycle? I don't think we're going to get out of the cycle, but there are some things that we can do.
Back at the High Park Fire's Incident Command Post, U.S. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell says the country needs to be willing to do more to restore the resiliency of its famous national forests.
And when I say that, I mean to be able to get in there and do the thinning, the timber harvest, especially around the homes, to be able to reduce the amount of trees that are on the landscape. And where it's appropriate to use prescribed fire at the right time of the year to reduce those fuels.
Tidwell also says firefighters must have the resources they need to move from one part of the country to the other to respond to major fires like this one. In a rare show of bipartisanship, Congress did help last week by sending a bill to President Obama authorizing the construction of more heavy air tankers to fight future fires.